The Democratic National Committee held a news conference today to announce that it was returning another $1.5 million in improper campaign contributions. This brings the total amount returned by the party to about $3 million. Colorado Governor Roy Romer, the general chairman of the DNC, said the Democrats would take steps to prevent abuses in the future.
Where I come from, when you make a mistake, you do three things. You admit it, you correct it, and you change things so it won't happen again.
A review that Romer described as rigorous and independent had led to the return of the money from a total of 77 contributors. Romer said it's a serious amount, but still a small percentage of everything that the party raised for the 1996 elections. NPR's Peter Overby has been following the DNC financial trail and joins us now. Peter, what exactly did the DNC admit today?
Well, they admitted that they took about $3 million, like you said, money that either they shouldn't have taken or they didn't know if they should have taken it or not. About 75% of all of the money, the $3 million, is connected to three people, John Huang and Charlie Tree, DNC fundraisers, and Johnny Chung, a Los Angeles businessman, a big contributor who had been to the White House more than 50 times and had been described in National Security Council internal memos as a hustler. So that's what they're admitting to. They're fixing it by returning all of the money.
And Governor Romer said they'd make changes to make sure it doesn't happen again. How are they changing it?
They're putting out new rules for fundraisers, things that the fundraisers can and can't do. For instance, no more soliciting for invitations to White House events. For instance, the Lincoln bedroom sleepovers, they want to break any connection, they say, between contributing and spending the night at the White House. More careful screening of people who get their photos taken with the first couple. And a sentence in the rules that says no DNC fundraiser can try to influence government actions on behalf of a contributor.
But surely that was assumed to be the case in the past, wasn't it? That they weren't saying we're raising money to influence government actions?
Well, there's a gray area there, and Governor Romer said that they are trying to make it less gray. He said that they're trying to guard against problems like this in the future. Mm-hmm. He says it's better to reward contributors with perks than with policies. Perks like golf games with the president, or again, the proverbial Lincoln bedroom sleepover. Now, cynics would say that those perks amount to access, a chance to talk to the president while you're on the 14th tee. But Romer says this is the price you pay for a system where campaigns cost so much and politicians are under such pressure to raise money.
Now, the three fundraisers you mentioned are Asian Americans. And Chairman Romer, I gather, admitted that this review process had offended some Asian Americans. What's he doing about that?
It had offended some Asian Americans. It had focused pretty much on Asian Americans. And after it became known to the DNC through news reports that people were upset about the way they were being questioned by the DNC auditors, Governor Romer went out to California, to Los Angeles, talked to some of the Asian American leaders. Today, he said that the interviews were intrusive. He apologized. He's been to California once. He's going back again. But one donor that we talked to today, a $5,000 donor, said that he is still worried about whether this is his party anymore.
Peter, thank you very much. NPR's Peter Overby talking about the Democratic National Committee's announcement today that it's returning another $1.5 million in campaign contributions.